Good evening. Welcome to Cactus Internet Radio. We are here this evening to talk to Mr. James T. Hicks, the president of Right Track Incorporated, who has phoned in to our studio. Good evening, Mr. Hicks.
Good evening, Mr. Brooks. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. Now, as you know, we are doing a special issue on water in this month's Ebony Cactus Magazine, the June 6th edition. Now, first tell us, what is Right Track?
Right Track is a C corporation founded in the state of Arizona under the Arizona Revised Statute, which has been operating for 10 years, anniversary date of October of this year.
Now, what is aquaculture? I understand this is the primary application, or I should say vocation, of the business.
Well, aquaculture is often confused with agriculture, in that agriculture is the growing of plant species, in which aquaculture is the growing of water, species found within water.
Now, Arizona is a water-poor state, so how can you justify aquatic farming? I take it fish farming in this drought.
Well, when you look at the acreage of land that are used for agricultural purposes and recognize that there are resources within that water, when you apply the concept of a dual usage of that water, as an example, use that water for the growth of an aquacultural product and use the runoff to irrigate your crop. That way you have a synergistic action working for you, and that dual usage of water, which reduces the cost of water and increases the basic economics in that operation.
Can you elaborate any further? Can you give us any example? What kind of fish might you be growing?
We have done the research necessary to effectively and economically grow the species of tilapia and a species called macrobrachium, which are basically referred to or similar to freshwater prawns, as you might know them from the east coast or the southeastern parts of the United States. But they're not state. They are larger species.
So what you're telling me is that if you have a land farm, then you put these fish in a pond or a tank, and then you run the irrigation water from the fish pond onto the fields?
Yes. And in that process, you pick up some basic traits or that relate to the fertilization of the crop in and of itself, which creates a further reduction in relationship to the chemicals used to irrigate control that plant crop.
So the fish waste go onto the fields and they're used as fertilizer.
Right.
Okay.
Which again has an economic impact on the whole operation.
So, does this new technique of agriculture have potential here in Arizona?
Definitely. It has a great potential in that, as you think about it, when was the last time if you've ever heard of or you've seen available fresh fish coming out of the state of Arizona? That product is not readily available. A majority of all fish that you see in your supermarkets are frozen products that are imported into this state.
Thus, Right Track will be able to provide fresh fish?
That is what the next step. We are basically ready to go into the commercialization under what we have found the best mode or method to do, use that is we have termed fully integrated aquaculture, whereby we control all aspects of that operation in that we have our own hatchery, we have our own grow out facility, and we will have our own processing facility, which would allow us to directly distribute to the local chains here within the state of Arizona.
So what is within RideTrack's immediate future?
RideTrack's immediate future is that of pursuing the funding necessary to implement the fully integrated aquacultural process that we are ready to employ.
Okay. If someone wanted to reach you, how would they do so?
It's very simple. I can be reached at area code 602-579-1229. We are located, recognize that our offices are located here in Phoenix, and our grow-out facility is planned to be in the Hyder Valley area, which is basically about 50 miles west of Gila Bend on Route 8 on Interstate 8.
Why out there?
Because that's where the resources are that allow us to do something that is novel to any industry. Here in dealing with, historically, dealing with tilapia, which is not new to Arizona as far as fish farming or aquaculture is concerned, there have been a number of fish farmers who have made efforts to supply the market. Unfortunately, they have not been able to grow in the necessary volumes to necessary to supply a major chain and in the quantity or in with the quality or on a the base on the basis that they are looking for the, that product on. We have the facilities available to us that would not that would allow us to do something above and beyond that. One of which is the, using polyculture, whereby you grow two species of aquaculture species within the same body of water, which is a further benefit, in which those two species are synergistic to each other, which has a further economic impact. The other is that the resources that we have available to us allows us to do something that is basically deviates from the norm in that the growth of tilapia has been limited by the water temperatures that they can tolerate, which necessitates a seasonal growing pattern, which basically you only get one yield per year out of a crop, in that we have the ability and the resources to grow year-round under a controlled growth, in a controlled growth manner, and supply the market on a year-round basis.
Now, what you just said suggests that tilapia can't take the cold. What do you have that will allow you to have warm water?
We have hot water resources.
How? Do you heat it?
No, there are certain things that are out there for as water because supplies are concerned, such as water aquifers, that naturally the temperature of that water can range from 110 to 117 degrees on a year-round basis. The biggest problem that you have with that would be, hey, maintaining or cooling that water down, such that you don't want to scald the fish, of course. But mixing it and getting it to the proper temperature is a minor problem. Whereas some people, when you look at endeavors of the past, have chosen to try to use electric heaters and things of that nature, which only increases the expense of producing the product.
So if I have it, if I understand what you're telling me, you've used the word synergism several times.
Right.
So that suggests that you're trying to put as many different pieces of a farming puzzle together so that you can, what, keep your costs down as low as possible?
Naturally, that is the mainstay of any business, is to keep your cost as low as possible and try to have the greatest profit margin that you can. But you don't start doing such, trying to increase your profit margin at the expense of the other factors that are involved. Because basically, you don't want to cut corners. And when you apply the necessary biology to the environment of growing a fish, when you find those environments and you can put that aquacultural species in that environment that it's accustomed to growing in, you have their natural growing environment.
Okay, well, we must draw this interview to a close. Will you please repeat your phone number and with area code and your mailing address in case anyone wants to reach you?
Right Track Incorporated can be reached at area code 602-579-1229. Our mailing address is 4518 West Sheridan Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85035.
I want to thank you, Mr. Hicks, for your time. This has been a report for Cactus Internet Radio in support of the latest edition of the Ebony Cactus Magazine, June 6, 2004, at www.theebonycactus.com. And I'm your host, Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr.